And while we're getting carried away, Joe, Jason Knight reminds me a little bit of young Roy Keane. But while we're in full buzz at the moment, I think I'll just throw that in there and heap unnecessary pressure on the show.
Subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast stream, wherever you get your podcasts,
and download the OTB Sports app.
So we are right in the heart of the club championship season, and all our club championship coverage and Off the Ball is with thanks to AIB, proud sponsors of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. You can check out hashtag the toughest for more details. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by a man who's had a very good week, Conor Lehan, the Cork and Middleton hurler and man of the match in the Cork Senior Hurling Final at the weekend. How are you keeping, Conor?
Keeping well, love. Getting past the last few days, recovering a bit, but definitely in good spirits, yeah.
It's Thursday now, so how many days rest and recuperation have there been, and how many days of partying were there?
They're not balancing over yet anyway, so I think another few days and they'll be even. But for now, it's just getting through until the weekend.
You're certainly a man for the big occasion. A first Cork senior title for Middleton since 2013. You're a man of the match in 2013. You're a man of the match last weekend as well.
Yeah. Third chose 13 seemed to vote a lot longer than 8 years ago, looking back on it. But it's just at the moment, just trying to like take it all in and just really like seeing how good the last few days were, and just so happy everyone in the club was. It's a shame we waited so long for another one, but it just felt just as good as the first one.
Yeah, that sense of club and sense of community on a day like that, the evening afterwards when the family are there and the friends are there, like, you know what it's like being around an inter-county setup. How different is it when actually it's the club again?
It's so special, like, because like you said, after, like, you when you're kind of in the pitch kind of looking around, it only lasts a few minutes, but you do your best to just take it all in, because you know all you see after is those pictures, and you'd be like, oh, that was such a good kind of moment, like, and just seeing everyone that you know, like, you know so well, just even across the club, meeting them across the town, and you just see everyone just like smiling and getting photos and hugging and stuff, like, it's that kind of about 10 or 12 minutes after you, that's like the most satisfying feeling, really. It's really special.
Yeah. In terms of goals at the start of the year for the club, was it something you sat down, spoke about, that, you know, 8 years is a long time for a club like Middleton, that we're putting a renewed focus? Was there something changing behind the scenes, something that happened over the course of the year that inspired you to go and do it this time?
I think it was more just kind of managing the expectations side of things, because I think after the last title, it was more we didn't go on thinking that we had any entitlement to be winning anything, but I'd say we just put the foot off the gas a bit after that year. And then as years went on, probably the pressure of should we actually be winning more than even getting the finals and stuff, and that kind of wasn't happening, so maybe we kind of got into our heads. But I suppose the main difference this year was just really sitting out our stall, sticking to what we said at the start of the year, even if things don't go well, whatever ended up happening was going to happen, but it's probably just putting your best foot forward and making sure that you be as consistent as you can. It's great that it worked out now, but like, I really believe that, look, if we lost the quarterfinal or the semi-final, we'd still have the same approach, you know, we still would have went into each game the same way, rather than just, you know, getting carried away with anything.
Clearly had a big role in 2013 and this year, man of the match in both, scoring 13 points in the final against Glen Rovers last weekend. But your role around the team, how different is it now compared to back in 2013? You're heading for 30 now. You were just a young lad the last time. Yeah. Do you feel a different sense of what you need to do in that dressing room compared to 8 years ago?
I said definitely, probably just more talking, really, or like, you know, a feeling that you've the right to talk, I suppose, you know, that, like, because you've just been maybe a bit older than a lot of lads on it, not the right to talk, but, you know, just that you're more confident and more comfortable, probably, you know, maybe having a bit more of a voice, because in 2013 it was 21, so Joe wouldn't have been as vocal, maybe that would have been the difference between the two. Just kind of kept myself that way, but this year I was just more vocal around making sure that whatever needed to be said was said, but that went for every player, that if they had something to say that they could benefit. Like, it was just making sure that they felt comfortable that they can say it too, rather than thinking just because you haven't been playing Middleton for a couple of years that you should just be quiet, that, you know, everyone has a say, everyone has something important to say, and it was just making sure that everyone was comfortable enough that they can say it without kind of feeling embarrassed or anything.
Does being a bit more vocal come naturally, or is it something you've had to think about in your role within the squad and leaders you've played under, worked under, people you admire outside of hurling?
I definitely need to work on it. Wouldn't have been totally, because you always have the fear that what you're saying is just nonsense and that, you know, it's not actually contributing. But like, it's that everyone sees the game different. Everyone sees it from a different angle, whether or not if you're starting or not starting, like you'd be seeing the game a different way. If it's even lads that are, you know, selectors or anything, or lads just helping out, like they're watching the game from a different angle. If they, like a lot of people have, mightn't even play, but like they have excellent hurling brains. So like just knowing that if they had any input, that was important. And I was saying, like I said, just making sure everyone knew that, rather than just like listening to the fellow who's captain, even though that's just a title really at the end of the day.
How different is the, I guess, the size of a brains trust in a club game compared to the inter-county game? You see now the huge backroom teams that seem to be around the inter-county team the whole time. How different is it when you go back to a club setup? Is it constantly trying to replicate what inter-county teams are doing? Or do the smart managers know there's a different way going about it, considering not every player in the club game, as committed as they might be, are quite at the level of an inter-county player, where there's probably a pretty high base standard?
Well, it's definitely changed over the years. It's like every year you can see the club improving so much by even like the background staff and showed the way you maybe the tactical side of things. Like you it's obviously going to replicate as much as inter-county as you can, because you're just going to keep, and that's looked as probably a higher standard. But like the way even like you have meetings and stuff like that was probably a big thing that changed over the years. That like you might have a meeting at the end of training, but everyone's just after warming down. But it ended up turning into, you know, you have a meeting of a Saturday morning, or, you know, you have a proper meeting after or before training. I think that's how things, it was a big change over the last kind of 10 years of the club. And you can see clubs around the country, like the level of standard has gone up. It's been crazy. Like, and it'll just keep getting like that too. Like, you know, it'll just keep on improving.
The club championship this year, obviously very different for you in that you weren't involved in the inter-county setup with Cork this year. Did you come into it a lot fresher, a lot hungrier? Did you feel mentally very different coming into club championship this year to previous seasons?
It was just, look, you tackle the situation you're in and you just try and do your best with it. You know, it wasn't any more than just making sure you're still going to play yourself the best as you can, and make sure that it's either you're kind of all in or not, in a way. But like, it's being able to know once training or match is over, it's put to the side then again, and you go on and do whatever else needs to be done with it. You know, your normal life or your work life or anything, like, it wasn't, you know, bring it with you everywhere you go kind of thing. It was, you leave it where it is, but when you're doing it, you give it your best. So that was kind of the mind frame really going into it.
Are you good at that? Are you good at going training, playing matches, and then once the match is done, leaving it?
Definitely not with a long time. It's just more probably just calling yourself out if you ever started doing it. You know, being able to recognize it when it starts kind of creeping into other sides and be like, stop that, no. You know, leave it where it is. Definitely wasn't the case for a while. You know,
it's a how does it creep thing. In?
It's just, you know, like I'd say, if the game didn't go well, or whether even it did go well, regardless, that like the next day, obviously, if it's fresh after, like the next morning, you'd still kind of, whatever happened, it'd still be in your head. But it's just even bringing it into the next day in training, even not having like a cut-off point, and just be like, look, that's it to happen. It's time to, you know, drive on now and move on. Like, time's not going to stop. You're just going to have to keep moving forward. But it's just probably, if you see yourself getting cranky with your parents or your buddies or anything, that you know that, look, that's obviously still at you. And just make sure to call it out and see it for what it is, rather than just kind of leave it just going for the week and just cut it at source and then move on.
And did you figure that out for yourself? Was that just a bit of maturity, or was that working with sports psychologists? How did that all come about?
I don't know. It's not like haven't figured anything out. It was just more that just being a bit more kind of maybe aware of the way your thoughts would go, more than anything. And just definitely, like you said, 29 with age, maybe that's what it's after doing. But I think that's all it was really.
So what was the situation with Cork this year? Was it your choice to step away, or was it taken out of your hands?
Taken out of my hands, really. You know, it wasn't something I planned for or anything, like, but that's just the way it went at the time. And like I said, it was just whatever it was when it happened.
Was it a shock?
And then just what should always like be a shock initially, like, and you can have your day or two of, you know, disappointment and blah blah blah. But like I said, there's another cut off point with that even as well. It's, you know, not feeling sorry for yourself or anything. It's you know, at the end of the day, you have to adjust and apply yourself as good as you can, and then move on.
Hard to move on in a way though, because you've been around the Cork senior hurling panel for so long, and I don't want to say that you're defined by being a Cork hurler, but I guess you need that bit of ego as well to be a Cork hurler and to feel good about yourself. And like when that's suddenly taken away, like it's not a, I can't imagine it's as simple as Wednesday morning you wake up and go, grand, I'm back to being a club player. How do you go through that of thinking, geez, this thing that's, you know, dreaming of winning All Ireland's, that for me, that's not there this year?
It depends what your perception of the whole thing is. Like, it's not the same for everyone. Like, I suppose the common thoughts are just what the perception of it is. But like, if you see it a certain way that's different to someone else, then you can handle the situation like that better or worse. You know, it's just it was obviously a shock because you're so used to, it was more of a routine that you're probably involved with, like, you know, 9 or 10 years. It's kind of the same throughout pre-season, kind of the whole year, then depending how far you get into it. So it was definitely a big change. But like, because there's not as much time probably committed to it as when you go back, or even when championship starts. Like, you know, it took to start of the summer this year for a club to start. But yeah, like I said, like you have your few days, and then you have to make a decision in your own head, like, because you bring that with you, and you don't end up kind of being like bitter and stuff. And, you know, there's no least too sharp for that kind of thing.
And because the season has changed, I guess there's no way really to work your way back in through the club. But when you get that call, and is it Kieran Kingston who makes the call? Do you get that call, and you know that that's it, for that season, or that's it forever?
Like going forward, is it, or after last year?
Sorry, you seem to have just broken up there for a second, Connor. Sorry, I was just asking about the, again, just going back to the moments when you get the call from Kieran Kingston, I presume, is it to say that you're just not in this year? And is it as simple as that? Is there reasons laid out as to why it isn't? Is there a little glimmer of hope held out that, listen, if you do this over the next while, you might be able to get back in?
No, it's just a chat. It was a chat, kind of like a man-to-man talk. It was nothing. Everything was explained, and I was like, you know, you hear it out. There's obviously a few questions asked in there, but like, it was, once the decision's made, it's made. You know, you aren't gonna, like, you know, try and fight it or anything. Like, it's out of your hands, to a sense. So it was just the talk that we had, and once that was done, that was it then. You know, that was the full stop for the net.
Yeah, it's not just you that's affected, I guess, as well. It is, you know, family, friends. They're somewhere probably revolve around, following you around the Cork as well. I'd imagine they can be difficult conversations as well.
Yeah, definitely. It's a shock for everyone. Like, but like you said, that kind of side of things is based off how you take it yourself. You know, if they're like, oh, how do you feel, you're fine, then they'll be as well. Or they're just going kind of, they don't care as long as, you know, someone's kind of happy and fine. So like, once that's known, you know, everyone can move on and see what's next.
Connor, just before we let you go, you obviously move on now to the Munster Championship, and Cork clubs don't have a great record in the Munster Championship or in the All-Ireland Series. I think it's a decade since a Cork club last won Munster, and I think since Middleton won the All-Ireland in 88, only one Cork club has won the All-Ireland title. Is it just that Cork is one of those counties where the county title is the be-all and end-all? Or are you now going to regroup over the next couple of weeks? You've got Kilmallock in the Munster Championship and are going all-out gung-ho to win this? Or is there a sense actually of, you know, we've achieved what we needed to achieve?
Well, I think so many different teams has won the Cork County over the last couple of years. I think when you put every bit of effort into the county, and if it works out, feel like it's such a kind of relief in the sense of, like, you've achieved the main goal, because you're not going to go into the year wanting to win the Munster, like, because you have to get to a county first, and you don't have to be taken for granted that you'll get to a county final. So I think that's the kind of like we did it ourselves in 2013. We kind of took the eye off the ball a bit that way because I think we're just so happy after the win. But the fact that there's a 3 week after, I think, will definitely kind of help us in terms of regrouping. So you kind of have your silly week this week and get going again at the weekend and try to apply ourselves the same way as we did for every match during the county championship, the same as going forward. So we'll definitely put our best foot forward anyway. It's we're not looking saying we'll win a title, but just give your best effort.
Yeah, there could be a big difference between 1 week of partying and 2 weeks of partying for the performance against Kilmallock.
Yeah, definitely. And it wouldn't be long starting you out if you came in with that.
Well, listen, you're still having the first week of it, so enjoy the rest of it, Conor. Congrats on the performance, the man of the match performance again, and listen, very best of luck at Munster as well.
Thanks very much, Aidan. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Conor Lahan there from Middleton. All our club championship coverage and off the ball is with thanks to AIB, proud sponsor of the Football, Hurling and Camogie All-Ireland Club Championships. Check out #thetoughest for more details.